Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. And if you're tired of feeling alone in your job search, all you need is one connection. And that one connection can find you endless, that's right, endless job opportunities. That connection, of course, Express Employment Professionals. Do not go it alone, people. Visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. Bottom of the hour, trolling or rolling with Martin Weiss. And then, of course, Trash Talking Tuesday. It's your turn to trash anyone or anything in the entire world of sports. You'll get 30 to 40 seconds to do so. Call us up in about 35 minutes, 877-99 on Fox. And the floor will be yours. Rob, Boston getting smashed by Milwaukee. Good for the Bucks.
And you know
it's
what?
Early, but they're up 37-21 right now.
The Bucks were favored in this game, Chris, with the odds. There was something about it. I think they knew, too, that they needed to win
they're
that game.
Home.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like sometimes there are games like that where you're like, they just have to win. They're
no doubt.
They lost four straight, bad losses. They need to make something happen, and here's a game that looks like Boston will come in and slap them around, and they'll win.
Yep, absolutely. So – all right, Rob, let's go to baseball where the elbow injuries in pitchers are increasing. And there are a lot of theories on why. Here's Justin Verlander, the great pitcher, talking about it himself.
I think it'd be easy to sit here and blame the pitch clock. I think in reality, you put everything together and everything has a little bit of influence. I think the biggest thing is the style of pitching has changed so much. Everybody's throwing as hard as they possibly can and spinning the ball as hard as they possibly can. And, it's hard to deny those results, obviously. It's a double-edged sword. How can you tell somebody to go out there and not do that when they're capable of throwing 100? This young guy comes up and throws a pitch 95 and gives up a big homer, and everybody's like, what the hell, man? Something needs to change. Everybody's trying to get to this level. The second that you start incentivizing pitching and guys are getting drafted because they can pitch and get guys out, then that goes down a level and then down a level and down a level. And, I just hope that we don't wait too long because, it's obviously a pandemic and it's going to take years to work itself out.
Rob G, that's what they're calling this, a pandemic of injuries. Do you have any numbers on this, on the increase? Elbow injury.
Yeah, he's out of the okay. Producer's booth right now. But Chris, I think Justin Verlander, and I just want to say this. I think he's right. There's a number of factors.
Because right now, a lot of people are blaming it on the pitch.
And I'm not,
right?
I'm not one of them. Okay,
but that's out there.
I get it, but I'm not one of them. I think what he talked about, Chris, is huge. Throw as hard as you can, as long as you can. We talked about it before. They don't want you to complete games. They don't want you. You know what I mean? Give me your best five innings. Throw 100 miles an hour,
right.
And guys are blowing it. We talk about it all the time. Nolan Ryan pitched a complete game, Chris, and threw 235 pitches in a game. All of them weren't 100 miles an hour. Do you know what I'm saying? You used to save yourself. You were like, I need juice for later on in the game, right? So you didn't throw it. You're trying to get to, I'm going to get this weak hitting guy who can't hurt me with the long ball. I'll get him to fly out or ground out. I don't need to strike him out.
Right.
I need to strike out the slugger with the bases loaded. That's the guy I need the juice for.
No, I agree with you, and I think Verlander makes some good points. I also am not prone to blame this on the pitch clock. Now, I'll admit I am not completely sure. I don't think it's a factor, but, you know, I'm not a doctor either.
Right.
And
I get
it's
different for them.
I think there are a bunch of different factors. But I think a few of them are this, Rob. One, I think young kids are pitching too much.
I agree with that, Chris. And not
they're
only that,
pitching year round,
and they're specializing in pitching. Where before,
right, they're
when
not
you
even
played,
playing the full game of baseball,
right? You used to be the shortstop or the center fielder, and then you pitch once a week. Now
right.
they have
it
these
was
guys,
a limit. You could only pitch six or seven innings a week.
A week, that was it.
A kid.
And you couldn't throw curveballs until a certain age. Remember that? They wouldn't even let you throw curveballs.
You couldn't throw curveballs till you were about in junior high school or maybe 12 years old.
Right.
12, 13 years old, something like that. Absolutely. Because they feared it would mess up your arm. And now, Rob, these young kids are doing it. They're throwing these different types of pitches at a younger age, and they're throwing year-round, not playing other sports in many cases, that work your other muscles and give your arm a break and things like that. And so I do think that those are factors. I also think, Rob, that it's ironic because when they're younger, they're pitching more. And then when they get older into the, you know, major league career, they're pitching less.
Right.
Right. And I think that same as in basketball, where we've talked with Antonio Daniels, NBA champion, about it, where players aren't, like, preparing their bodies to play 40 minutes and 82 games, and now they can't play that much. Now I think, Rob, pitchers aren't – I mean, no, 235 pitches?
Can you imagine, Chris, 200 –
they think you're out of your mind.
And you ready for this? He made his next start on schedule. Like he didn't take a week off or like, oh my God, you know, you pitched two games, Nolan. You take the week off. No,
That's three or four games for a starter nowadays, if not five.
And he struck out like in that game, if I remember correctly, and I could be off a little bit of the stats. He was like struck out 18 in that. It was extra innings. He struck out 18. It was crazy. Yeah, Rob G though has those stats we were looking for earlier, Rob.
Oh, it really is an epidemic.
About how many injuries, right?
About the injuries. Okay, guys, back in 2016, roughly 6% of major league pitchers had undergone Tommy John surgery. As recently as last season, that number was 35%.
Wow.
Okay. From 6% to 35% in 8 years.
And yep. Rob G, they're also doing Tommy John to kids now.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Chris, to kids.
And guys, just in the last 13 months, for further context, there have been 38 different pitchers that have required some sort of elbow reconstruction. Maybe not full-blown Tommy John, but some kind of elbow surgery. And a lot of it, as Verlander and you guys have attested to, has to do with the velocity issue.
Throwing hard.
Right? Because back in 2008, the average fastball velocity topped out at just about 90 and a half miles an hour, 90.5.
Think about that, Chris.
Okay. Like
the average fastball.
The average fastball.
Yeah, you were throwing like the Mike Mussinas of the world. They didn't throw 100 miles an hour.
Right. And because, as Verlander alluded to, you want to place your pitches high and away, yep, low and away, whatever, things like
Greg
that.
Like Greg Maddux. Exactly. Was a
Greg Maddux, Chris.
Right.
What was he throwing, 86?
And that was a fastball.
Right.
Right. Yep. Okay. It, last year, the average fastball velocity, highest in Major League Baseball history, 94.
Yes.
Okay. And here's the smoking gun, as it were, right? At the end of last year, 31 of the 64 hardest throwing pitchers based on StatCast metrics had undergone Tommy John surgery at some point in their career.
Well, it feels like it's almost like a rite of passage in some cases. Right, Rob? Early in your career, like maybe right before you enter the majors or in college age or something like that, people are getting Tommy John and this view this, hey, that's kind of the next step.
Yeah.
You know, you'll be fine.
No, you will be fine, and that's the whole thing. And for it to be named after Tommy John, who pitched for the Dodgers and the Yankees, because he was the first one to get it, and was able to pitch 25 years in the big leagues after having the surgery. But I just can't, like, Chris, if scouts look and you're not popping that mitt, they don't want you. It's not about getting people out. They want the guys who throw hardest, and they want you to come. And we talked about it, I think, Dwight Gooden's rookie year. He had 18 complete games. 18?
Well, now it's about throwing as hard as you can for 4 or 5
innings, and then get the next guy in.
6 innings. Right, and then get the next guy in. It's not about can you throw a complete game. And, Rob, this is where I just think that the analytics can hurt the game. First of all, in this case, it might be dangerous for the players, right? That's number one. It might be dangerous for the players. I also think, Rob, you know, Verlander talked about this in the podcast as well, Rob. Pitchers growing up today aren't taught or prepared or brought up to throw 3 times through the lineup, right? They're bred to throw twice through the lineup, and then that third time they're getting the relievers in.
Right.
Now, that might actually be good, you know, for the team. But is that good for baseball? Again, we're talking about it could be bad with injuries. But also, Rob, like, what if the analytics tell you, which I wouldn't be surprised if they do, that if you had guys throw 1 and 2 innings, like say you had 7 guys throw 1 or 2 innings,
Tony Lasorda
that would
tried
be
that.
Better.
Tony Lasorda tried that, Chris. I don't remember what year, where they slated, like, he pitched 7 guys. Like, everybody would just pitch an inning. They thought everybody would have their best stuff for 1 inning or whatever, right? And you pitch 7 guys, and everybody just pitch an inning. But it didn't work out because I think they tried it. They didn't win. Guys take time to get comfortable in the game. You know what I mean? Like, there's a pattern. You come out there, you throw hard. Everybody's jumping on your fastball because they know you got you're revved up, right? So I'm looking at all fastballs because you're just pitching. You only got 1 inning to pitch. It's weird.
Even if it did work, and I'm kind of glad it didn't, but Rob, that wouldn't be good for the game.
No.
Because then you start taking away pitching stars.
Right.
Right. Who's a star if they're only throwing 1 or 2 innings?
Nobody. Nobody would be a star.
And that's not good.
And they're great pitchers.
Fans.
And you want to see some guys go out there.
Right.
And
we just saw
gem.
It with Caitlin Clark.
Yep.
The game hasn't, it has changed a little, but it's not the game. It hasn't changed in 3 years. It's just this one superstar was special, and now all of a sudden she drew all these viewers. They've had great players before.
We've seen a ton of great players.
But nobody caught. It's a star. People want to see stars, and these sports cannot eliminate the stars. And analytics taken to the nth degree, Rob, can do that. And they sports have to be like the shift, Rob. Sure, that might be good for your defense.
But it ain't
good
for
the game of baseball.
And they fixed that because we were missing out on too many hits, too many base runners, Chris, no action. You remember it was all home run or strikeout.
Yep.
That's not a good look. People don't want to watch that.
Right. So, we will, and that's the thing, throwing – I mean, look, people like seeing no-nos and guys throw that hard, but – It's an interesting situation. Let's throw it out to the listeners.
One more. No, no calls here, right? We got
Rob
Gito, add
just one quick question to kind of summarize this whole segment. So Verlander painted a bleak picture for the future of baseball, and we're almost too far down the road to go back, right? Because everyone's going to throw hard, launch angle, analytics, all this stuff is working against all these pitchers. He had one idea that him and Max Scherzer have been throwing around, similar how you guys said about the shift and they banned it to increase
and it's worked.
Something, right? So the rule that he suggested or that he threw out there was teams, because not everyone uses the DH, would lose their DH if they pull the starting pitcher before hitting certain milestones like getting through the lineup three times or throwing a minimum number of pitches. If they implemented something like that,
but the problem is, what if a guy gets rocked in the first inning or two?
Then you lose your DH.
You can't take him out?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. There seems to be no perfect solution to this.
Right.
What is it?
How about this? And I've said this before. What if you limit the number of pitchers you can use in a game to 4 or 5? Man, 5 isn't even that low, but let's say you can't use more than 4
that would be different. Yeah, because then you'd have to really think about it.
Yep.
And you'd have to be like, if I take him out, I might get caught short. Let me stretch him out. We saw, to see a guy pitch 6 innings now is like
that's like a
complete game. Am I right? Yeah, to pitch 6 innings.
What's a quality start? Is it 6? 5 innings? 6 innings?
5. 5 and 2. It's like 5 and something. Allowing less than 3 runs. You know what I mean, Chris? I think it's a quality start.
So
six innings, 3 earned runs or fewer.
There you go.
That's like a C-.
I know. It's really not because your ERA is not that great.
Innings, what's that, 4.5 runs in a game?
That's not a great ERA, but that's a ridiculous. A quality start, yeah.
Yeah, so I think maybe something like that, 4 pitchers is the max you can use in a game or something. All right, Rob, I just talked about the analytics. I'm going to talk about it. Something they have gotten right. Is coming up next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich. Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're about 8 minutes away from Trolling and Rolling with Martin Weiss, and about 12 minutes away from you shining in Trash Talking Tuesday. Get your takes ready and hit us up at 877-99 on Fox. You got about 30, 40 seconds to do your dirt. All right, Rob, last night, we know that UConn won its second straight championship, NCAA men's basketball, by the score of 75-60, I believe was the final. And Rob, what they did was it proved their strategy, proved analytics to be right. Because, Rob, Zach Edey, the 7'4 center for the Purdue Boilermakers, they guarded him, they single covered him, and he went crazy. 37 points, 15 for 25 field goals, which is good. That's a good percentage. People might, you know, cringe at the 25 shots, but he shot a good percentage. What's that? That's 60%. But because UConn was able to limit their three-point, not only makes, they only made one, Purdue, but their even their attempts, they only got to attempt 7 3-pointers, Rob, in the entire game.
Wow.
And that's the fewest that Purdue has attempted in a game since 2015. We talk about 9 years, all right? And what they proved was, you know, a lot of times you say, well, if we're killing them inside, we'll keep going to you. But by giving up the twos to Edey, not giving them up, but, you know, he got his – he killed him inside.
Well, right, we know the
but
math.
But no
right.
threes.
If he's scoring two and you're getting threes, right.
And it wasn't even that. Here's the other thing, though. UConn wasn't blazing from three. They were 6 for 22 themselves. But think about the difference. 6 threes for UConn, 1 for Purdue. That's 18-3.
And they won by 15.
And they won by 15 points.
Right.
So it's just simple math, but it worked last night for UConn, and, you know, more power to them. But they, Rob, a lot of teams, they're not the first team to think, you know what, let's stop there too. Because Purdue is the second. They're one of two teams to shoot 40% or more from three in the nation. So they had a lot of success from three, and they had a big man inside who could dominate, and that was their formula to win. But UConn wasn't the first team to say, hey, let's take away the three. But you know what? They were able to execute. They were able to do it. A lot of teams had that game plan, but they couldn't follow it or execute it. And UConn is a national champion again, because they were able to execute it.
Yeah, I get it. And that's why people won't go away from the threes, Chris. Like,
right.
And that's why. Because even I remember Popovich saying once, you know, about looking at the stat sheet, Chris, of a game, and he used to say, I don't even look at rebounds or offensive boards anymore or anything. He goes, all I do is look at the difference in the threes, and that's usually will tell me what the game was, what happened.
Yeah, in some cases, you hate that it can be that simple.
Am I right? But that's
but
what
sometimes it is.
You just gave the simple math. 6-1, 18-3, 15-point differential. They lost by 15.
Yep.
We can talk about all the other stuff in the middle.
What do you think about Edey as an NBA prospect? Now, you've asked me about it before.
Yeah,
I'll give you a few mock drafts. I just looked at two today.
Yeah,
ESPN, they had him going, I think, 13th to Portland.
He would fit there from the standpoint, Chris, of Portland, their fan base. Like, I could see him there.
Was it NBA? I think NBA. No, Sports Illustrated.
They had him going 22nd to the Knicks.
Really?
Yeah. Now, again, that shows you. I mean, people are all over the map.
Yeah. He's not one of those where you just, he's a surefire top 10 lottery pick. Nah. Yeah.
I think he's low first round. I think there's definitely a place for him in the NBA. I think he can, you know, play at times, be effective. He's not like a tremendous shot blocker, but, you know, he can block shots because of his size. But I don't think he's a future star, Rob. I think he's a role player, and certain situations will be able to play more than others. But he's not like as athletic even as like a Rudy Gobert, you know. And so, but look, incredibly dominant in college, but I think a role player at the next level.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting how he, as you talk about, he's not going to be a star, but how he fits in.
Yep.
And it's weird for somebody to have that kind of a college career, Chris, and not be a factor. But he doesn't do what people need you to do nowadays. If this was 20 years ago, people are all over.
20 years ago, he'd probably be the number one pick.
Right? 20 years ago.
7'4". And he'll be able to score and, you know, do some things in the league. But I actually wonder if Donovan Clingan might be a better prospect. I don't think neither is going to be a star. But Clingan, the 7'2 guy from UConn, you can see him guarding out on the perimeter a little more, a little better, and even maybe developing a jump shot and even maybe a three-point shot. And that's certainly, again, he's no star by any stretch, but neither is Zach Edey, in my opinion. All right, Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss is next. But first, our man, the loquacious Brian Finley.
Gents, you were talking about the NBA draft, and way back in the day, Anthony Davis was a first overall selection. He's going to be out tonight, by the way, for the Lakers.
Golly.
In that show me game, that measuring stick of a game against the Warriors with nausea and headaches. So that's what they're saying. He's out.
Look, I don't blame AD. He's certainly been a trooper this year and played, but it's Rob. We talk about this all the time. I couldn't wait to this game tonight, and I'll still watch it and be into it. But this,
who's not playing?
Anthony Davis.
Oh man,
officially out
with the
and
eye.
And this is a big deal. This is a big game for both teams. Like, the Lakers could wind up being the 10th seed, and that play-in game with Golden State that we think will happen, it could be in Golden State instead of with the Lakers.
Wow.
Or in LA.
But he has an eye, right? The eye issue.
Well, there's that, but there's also nausea and headaches.
He's, is that right?
From the eye, is that related to the...
That I don't know. I'll have to check. But The reports are that he's downgraded to out because of headaches and nausea. And you could suspect that, yeah, there might be a connection with his eye. And then, guys, to add on to that, now Lakers head coach Darvin Ham says LeBron James is a game-time decision.
What?
So now you've got Anthony Davis officially out. He's going to miss seven... Let's see. Davis will miss seven of the eight quarters in these late two season or these late games against the Warriors. These last two games against the Warriors, and then LeBron James was late to get to the arena, and they don't know if he's going to play or not.
Oh, because he still got the flu.
As of right now, that could be the case, but
he missed the last game for.
Yes, yeah, and they're saying that he is taking his time to get to the arena, just to put it kindly.
Yeah. You're not in a hurry. What?
No, maybe, but you
with
know
Savannah,
that. No,
what?
But if you don't feel good, you know what I mean. Maybe that's what it is, Chris. If you got
no,
the
it's
flu,
gotta be what I'm kind of. Yeah, yeah. But that's definitely
I'm,
what it
I'm
is.
Like. I'm you not want to. If the guy
you
got the
just
flu, right?
Gag and not be.
Yeah.
Be Finn. Where'd you go to college?
I went to UNC Greensboro.
Oh, I thought
University
you went to UCLA.
So I work with them. I do radio for their football and basketball
Blue
teams.
Blood?
Absolutely. And I'm not just saying that because...
Sorry, Blue Blood.
I'll tell you what.
Can we be honest about that?
My mom went to UCLA, and back in the day when it was the Pac-10...
Oh, she went there when they won.
Well, she was a model in a non-nude Playboy.
Wait.
Of the girls of the Pac-10 when she was at UCLA.
I think this is getting a little beyond.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at Rob's excited.
Rob's like, I'm going to get that edition.
Yeah, what edition is that? Can I get that on the internet?
Did they have their whole team?
So what they did,
cheerleading team?
They took representatives from every then Pac-10 school, and they did basically like a swimsuit swimsuit look at swimsuit every single issue. One of them. Yeah.
So and your mom was one of them?
My mom was in that. Yeah, it was a photo
shoot. You shouldn't have told Rob that. Rob is transfixed now. He was just daydreaming. I see him on the Zoom.
Google.
Like staring off into space. Googling.
Yeah, I was thinking, okay.
Is it on? It's probably on the internet.
It is. I've been able to type it. Now, my mom has it under lock and key, that edition, so I'm not able to.
But we could see it on the internet.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So, thank you, Brian.
Yeah.
Rob's about to run out and meet you in the hall. Like, what? What's your mom's name?
Right. I need to find this out.
What year was that?
Late 70s, early 80s, right around there.
All right.
Thank you, B-Fin. Yeah. Thank you, B-Fin. Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss is now.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady. He's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me riding.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right. Trolling or Rolling. I'm Martin Weiss. And just in case this is your first time checking this out, I'll break it down for you real quick. If Rob and Chris like the story that I read, you'll hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, they'll troll it.
Oh, man. Hey.
The Cleveland Cavaliers are 3-7 in their last 10 games, fresh off blowing a 26-point lead on Sunday to a Clippers team without Kawhi Leonard. There are reports saying now that there are people inside the organization questioning how a team with Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland can't seem to score enough to win games. J.B. Bickerstaff is 1-4 in the playoffs as a head coach. Chris Broussard, trolling or rolling, Bickerstaff deserves to be on the hot seat if the Cavs don't go on a playoff run.
I'm going to troll that.
Oh, man. Hey.
I mean, JB has done a good job. All right? I get it. They do have some talent there. There's no doubt about it. But he's been successful in Cleveland. And in some ways that could be coming back to haunt him, because I think he's had that team a little bit ahead of where they were expected to be. And, you know, now people are expecting more. Remember a couple years ago, they won 50-plus games. I think it was 51 or something like that. And now this year, it was last year they won 51. And so people are looking for, you know, 50-some-odd wins this year. But, no, I think JB's a good coach. They've had some injuries. Garland was out for a time. Obviously, Mitchell was out recently. So I think he's a good coach. I don't think he should be on the hot seat.
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
Chris, just because what happened last year with the Knicks, right? And then this year, like they're whimpering to the finish line, and if they get knocked out early, they might. They had a good year for the most part, and now they're going to be like, what happened here at the end? Why couldn't we close out strong? How come we didn't make it? Make a run to the postseason or whatever. I think that he could be in danger.
Trolling or rolling, iCouple Fox Sports Radio. John Calipari out of Kentucky into Arkansas, but Wildcat Nation is looking for his next head coach. Dan Hurley has won back-to-back national championships. Nate Oates has won the SEC twice, and this year led his team to the Final Four where Dan Hurley bumped them out. But both of those guys said publicly they are not interested in the new opening in Lexington. Chris Broussard, trolling or rolling, both Dan Hurley and Nate Oates turning down the opportunity in Kentucky.
Well, both of them I'm going to troll.
Oh, man. Hey.
I understand Dan Hurley. One, he's obviously had a great program that's been better than Kentucky for the last 25 years. And Rob, you know, he's an East Coast guy. The Hurley's obviously from New Jersey. Family is basketball royalty in New Jersey. He and his wife, you know, reportedly love the Jersey Shore. Connecticut, obviously close to New York and New Jersey. It's a different lifestyle, Rob, on the East Coast than in Kentucky. All right. So, he probably can't maybe make quite as much money at UConn as Kentucky, but he can get close. So I understand him. But Nate Oates, I mean, Alabama, it's just not Kentucky when it comes to basketball. And so Kentucky, I mean, if you're a Nate Oates, you dream about getting an opportunity to coach at a place like Kentucky. And so I think he should definitely be interested in it. I understand, though, Hurley may be passing it up.
I'm trolling it. I mean,
anytime you have a chance
to look at one of those kind of organizations with the kind of money that's there, I get it, you're comfortable, but life isn't always about being comfortable. It's about challenging yourself, trying to take opportunities, you know, that you could be even bigger, you know, and I get it. You're comfortable there. Chris, and I'm talking about Hurley, right, and maybe moving on from there. But at least look at it or have a conversation, I think. To just dismiss Kentucky totally is strange.
Corona rolling.
That mean they're not a blue blood, Rob?
They are a blue
Nobody
blood.
Nobody turns down coaching opportunities at a blue blood.
This sounds like an argument that started way before I
started. Yes, we had a big argument, yes.
What was the basis of it, real quick?
Well, is UConn a blue blood? I said, I mean, I get that they're not historical, you know, but they're darn near as historical as Duke in terms of when Duke started winning and when UConn started winning. So I just think I think of a blue blood as a premier program that does have a good number of championships.
All right, we got it.
And so that's why I go with them.
I just was curious. Trolling and rolling, iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. A lot of people wrote off the Timberwolves after Karl-Anthony Towns got hurt. Despite the injury, though, Timberwolves remain the top of the Western Conference, and going into today, they're the number one overall seed. Now, reports say that Cat is likely to return to full contact before the playoffs start. Chris, trolling or rolling, getting Cat back makes the Timberwolves true title contenders.
Whew. I'm a troll that.
Oh, man. Hey,
you got to make this quick. Don't forget we got trash talking.
I think they're Western Conference contenders, but I don't think they can win the championship. And I would actually be shocked if they won the West, but I think they can go deep and maybe get to the Western Conference final.
Yeah, I'm with Chris. I'm trolling it.
Oh, man.
That's it? Hey.
Yeah, no. I just said.
People want to hear you talk,
No. I said I'm trolling it. I was waiting for Alex. With the sound effect. That's what I was waiting on.
Oh.
But yeah, I just think there are better teams in the West that not even though they're the number one seed and that's great, but I still think there are two or three other teams I would take ahead of them, going further, maybe making a trip to the finals, and not the Timberwolves. Maybe it's next year, maybe it's down the road, but I don't see it this year.
All right, Martin. Thank you, Martin. Great stuff. Check him out every Saturday here on Fox Sports Radio. Is it 4 to 7?
5 to 8 Pacific.
5 to 8 Pacific.
11 Eastern. Here you go. Chris, wait a second. I never missed that show.
There you go.
The Martin and BJ show. All right, your turn to shine. Trash Talking Tuesday is now 877-99 on Fox. Hit us up.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Congratulations to our listener, Christine J., who won the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge. The winning bracket took home the ultimate college sports trip for her and a friend with a $2,000 Graduate Hotels gift card, a $1,500 travel credit, and a basketball swag bag. Congratulations, Christine J. Check out the final standings at foxsportsradio.com. And also, congratulations to Chris Plank and Aaron Torres, friend of the show, who won the host standings. Chris Broussard was fifth. Rob Parker, 25th, but that's okay. The bracket challenge was presented by Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay, and by Tractor Supply. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in, because Trash Talking Tuesday is now.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, let's kick it off with Gary in Houston. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Gary? Who you trashing?
Here's the hot take no one's ready for. The Mavs got the player that the Bucks thought they were getting. Kyrie has been the better player this season, but has also been better in the clutch. Kyrie is fifth and fourth quarter scoring average, and Dame is 30th. Kyrie's doing that on much better efficiency and has been better in late-game shots prior to take lead. And here's the kicker. The Bucks mortgaged their whole future for Dame while the Mavs got Kyrie for pennies on dollars. The only reason this has not been talked about more is because one guy is the media's protected little darling golden child while the other guy is the media's arch enemy.
All right. Kyrie's having a great year. Great year.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Israel and Coachella, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Israel?
I'm trashing all the Caitlin Clark haters, especially the ladies from the WNBA. I don't know why the WNBA needs to know what they have. You know, it's like a unicorn that they have, and they need to take advantage. You know, she's probably the main reason I've been watching the women's tournament, and even people that don't even pay attention to the sport know who Caitlin Clark is, so I don't know why the NBA doesn't embrace, you know, the big name that Caitlin Clark is. That's just it. Thank you for taking the call.
That's a good one. We told Rob it's jealousy.
It sounds like it.
I don't know what else it could be.
Adam in D.C., you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Adam?
My guys, my favorite radio show. Hey, Chris, I'm trashing Rob and Rob today. First, I want to trash Rob G.
Wow.
Let me in, Rob G. You know it's my favorite radio show. Put me on call ID. Treat me like Chili Tim and Sean in Sacramento. Answer when I call. And listen, and Rob and
love
Rob
it.
Parker, and listen, Rob Parker, hey, Chris, Rob has gone mad since March began with his basketball takes. First, he had Caitlin Clark bumping with the big boys in the NBA. Now he says that UConn isn't a blue blood. I still remember, as a D.C. boy, we know we all are the opposite fans down here. I still remember Ray Allen, even though I hated it, in the legendary Big East game with them versus Georgetown. Of course they blue blood. If Duke is a blue blood, then you know UConn is blue blood. And I can't wait for fall so Rob can let go of these trash basketball takes. Love y'all, man. Bye.
Wow.
Rack him! That was fire. Call in anytime. And Rob G, put him on caller
hey,
ID.
Hey, Rob G, you have caller. Can you block calls? Block that call after he's trashing me. He knows UConn ain't no blue blood.
If
Stop
Duke
it.
Is, UConn is.
MJ in New Orleans, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, MJ?
You're trashing the old media and the establishment for their treatment of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Not being a circle fitting into that particular square. For him not getting a chance to coach in the NBA. Can you imagine Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in his day having a podcast, the knowledge that he could bestow upon us, his coaching techniques that he may have given a team, and maybe being on a show like the Sports Reporters, man. I think it's a shame that just because he wasn't their particular type of guy, didn't speak the way they wanted him to speak or so, I think it's a shame, man, and I think they may have ruined a great second career for the captain, man. Thank you, guys, man. Have a great show.
All right.
All right, MJ. Appreciate
it. Good call. Good call.
877-99 on Fox. Mitch in New Jersey. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Mitch?
What's happening, guys? I'm trashing the prosecutor who was the Major League Baseball. I think he's a prosecutor. Only 5 misdemeanor charges against Julius. Come on. That's a felony. All these lawyers, money downgrade, is that it? I think it's terrible injustice there. I think he ruined his career, but that's only himself to blame, him and Trevor. And hopefully the Dodgers don't find a third one that's run down this road, I hope.
All right, Mitch, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mitch.
Joseph in Indiana, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Joseph?
I'm trash talking the NFL self-proclaimed power couple Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Those two have made the NFL unbearable. All the self-proclaimed fans jump on the Chiefs bandwagon just because Taylor Swift is dating the non-quarterback and non-receiver, the chump that's a Robert Kelce wannabe. Tom Brady is the GOAT, and Patrick Mahomes needs to tell Kelce to get Taylor to hit the road.
Thanks, Joseph.
Joseph. All right. He's not a fan of Taylor Swift.
Bye, Felicia. Right?
Yes. All he right. Sounded like he had one for the road, Joseph, but that's another story.
A couple of them guys. Few of those guys sounded like that. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. You know we got 1 hour left here on Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM 83. So wherever you at, however you're listening, keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with 2 young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.